money that every day with Jesus is such a bright and sunny day. Nobody could have told me it would be this way. Love, joy, and peace that no one can take away. I'm not trying to tell you that I'm happy all the time, but I got Jesus, come on, T, sing
some
the
think
line.
It's a phase, but I know in my soul that I've been changing. Because my Jesus gives me strength, now I can say. And every day with Jesus can be a special day. Oh, hear me say.
Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And every day with Jesus I learn to love.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Father, we thank You now for being all that we need. All that is good with our lives, we can give You the credit and the glory. Thank You for this day. Thank You for another moment. Thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. Lord, how great it is to be in Your house today, to be in Your presence, and to be amongst Your people. Lord, You did it again. You gave us another day, another week. Through it all, here we are, in Your presence, and we glorify Your name. Thank You for this worship experience, this worship opportunity. Thank You, Lord. Every way You've made, every door You've opened, every door You've closed, every provision. Lord, we thank You. Thank You, God, for what's coming. Thank You for what's coming. Because You're that kind of God. Lord, we thank You for forgiveness and redemption. That we're in good standing. We are Your righteousness. No matter what man may say, no matter what man may do, we are Your righteousness. We belong to You. And how grateful we are for that. Now, Lord, we need to hear from You. And I ask, oh Father, that You will share a word with these Your people. I yield myself to You. I ask, God, that You will use these lips of clay and speak, oh Father. Take this mind and think with it. Father, when You are finished speaking, let me be finished speaking. I pray, God, that You will get the glory today and lives will be changed. Souls will be saved. Some will be turned around in somebody's situation. Enemy will be defeated today because some child of God, by faith, God, will get better, will understand who they are in You. To You be the glory. And we bless You in advance. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, put those glorified hands together and bless the Lord in this place. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. While you're still standing, turn with me if you would. Book of 1 Chronicles, chapter number 4. 1 Chronicles, chapter 4. Y'all fanning at the Holy Ghost. No, it's just hot in there. And the Holy Ghost too. Amen. To all of our ministers and to our deacons and leaders and to all of you, my father's children, we greet you this fourth Sunday morning. And to all who may be sharing with us online, we thank God for you as well. Amen. To all of our brothers and sisters near and far, we thank God for this day. Y'all, I'm so happy to be in church. I don't know what to do. I don't know about y'all. I'm just happy to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. My goodness, you got to have to live through some stuff to just know how good God is. Amen. Amen. So y'all excuse my, if I have a couple of shouts sometime during this day. Amen. I'm grateful to God. I'm so grateful to be in his house, to be in his presence, to see his people. I look at so many of you and I see your story. I see what God has healed you from. I see God has strengthened you. I see those who God has provided for. I see those who God has strengthened. I see those who God has kept. How can you not be inspired? How can you not be encouraged when you're in the house of God today? Amen. Amen. Online ministry is good and it's convenient, but it's something about being in the house of the Lord. Amen. I don't want to miss this kind of moment when you're in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's give our young people a hand. Didn't they bless us this morning? Thank God for our Sunshine Band this morning. And all of our former Sunshine Band members who can't let the glory go yet. They all washed up, but they still got up there anyway and sang it. Y'all did I. Y'all did I. Amen. And I thank God that TLC didn't fight over the microphone today. God is in the blessing business. Last fourth Sunday, it was a misunderstanding behind that microphone. But God has worked that thing on out. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for sharing ministry. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Amen. I want to begin reading at verse number 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. I'm sorry. Thank you, Sister Usher. Thank you. Get the pastor in line, why don't you? 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Is it all right now? All right, here we go. Y'all ready? 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Goodness. I think I'm going to get a ticket after church. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and let's begin reading at verse number 9. Are you there? No, not 1 Corinthians. 1 Chronicles, Old Testament passage. You went to 1 Corinthians, don't try to front. You got it wrong. 1 Chronicles, amen, chapter 4, verse number 9. Your Bible should read like this. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand may be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. You may be seated. Grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. Word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. We want to talk today from this thought, overcoming from a bad start. We'll talk about overcoming from a bad start. Overcoming. Emerging victorious. Conquering from a bad start. Amen. This text was written, many believe, by scribe Ezra. Many theologians believe, many scholars believe, Ezra writes this as he records some history and to provide some hope for those returning from captivity as they're coming back into the house of God, into the praise of God, into the place of God, that he hopes to write some hope in this great genealogy. The book of 1 and 2 Chronicles gives us a genealogy of those people of God, those 12 tribes of Israel. And in our particular text that we're looking at today in chapter 4, we're looking at this family from the tribe of Judah. Judah meaning praise. In this particular family, you've got some of everything. You got some evil folk. You got some low-down folk. You got some dirty folk. But it's still in the right line. If you really study the word of God, you know that Jesus Christ himself is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Yet, if you look at his lineage, if you look at where he comes from, everybody in his family is not right. There are some people who are cantankerous. There are some crooks in his family. There are some shysters in his family. There are maybe some gamblers in his family, maybe some good cussers in his family. I'm sorry, those who use profane language. But I'd rather us understand one another, some good cussers in this family, those who have not always dotted their I's and crossed their T's. Yet, for some reason, tucked away in this particular chapter, here is this story, these two sentences, these two verses of scripture to give hope to the reader and to give hope to the tribe of Judah. That no matter where you come from, how you end is not how you have to start. That just because you start one way does not mean you have to end a certain way. And today I come to challenge everything that somebody said about you, everything that you think about yourself, everything that some mother told you, some father, some step-parent, or some teacher, or some neighbor. No matter what people call you, here's your shout today. It doesn't matter what they call you, it matters what you answer to. And if you belong to God, then your life is not over yet. You have not seen your best days yet. It doesn't matter today if your life has been pure hell up until this point. If you are in the presence of God and you are lined up with God and you continue to be in God's presence, I believe that God will turn your life around. If you can just stay in his presence, if you can just stay in his word, if you can continue to pray, I believe, I don't know about y'all, maybe I'm by myself today, but I am learning over my life to be a believer. And everything in your life does not have to be make sense, that you don't have to come from the best upbringing. You don't have to come from the best of circumstances if you belong to God. Watch this. If God want to bless you, God's going to bless you. If God wants to redeem you, God will redeem you. If God wants to give you something special, God's going to give you something special. Some of y'all today are in the house of God. And if you would take off the false faith and really be honest, you could tell your neighbor, I didn't always come from a good start, but look at me now. Don't tell me God can't redeem. Don't tell me God can't save. Don't tell me God can't clean you up. Don't tell me God can't pick you up. You learn how to overcome from a bad start. Amen. Have you ever watched a good race and the race looked like it's over with because somebody may have been tripping coming out the blocks? They may have lost their step and everybody in the stands and everybody in the booth, they think the race is over. But the race ain't over because of how you start. But you're not determined by how you start. You're determined how you finish. And the race ain't over with yet. And you keep on running. You keep on trusting. And before you know it, God has a way to help you bypass your enemy. Overcome your past. Overcome your circumstance. Overcome your situation. God's word, overcome a bad start. Our text today, as I hurry, our text today helps us go to this brother in the line, in the tribe of Judah. Now, I told you, maybe, I don't know about you, but when I studied this passage and I looked at Jabez's life, we don't know too much about him. All we know of these two verses, and there may have been a village named after him, but all we know about Jabez is these two verses. But yet, why would God interject this message of hope? Why would God place this in a genealogy? Because somebody today needs to understand that just because your family's like that don't mean you got to be like that. Just because people put that on you don't mean you got to live up to it. It doesn't matter what label, it doesn't matter what someone says, that you don't have to be anything but what God says you are. And God calls you blessed. God calls you my child. That's, you know what? Here's my shout today. That's why it's so important, my friends, to be born again. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, when you get saved and you belong to God, you're not bound by what daddy was. You're not bound by what mama was. You're not bound by what big mama was. You've got an opportunity to be a brand new you. It don't matter what they call your family. No matter what they stigmatize you as, you belong to God, and God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Can you just help me and take 10 seconds and thank God for your purpose? Thank God that he ain't through with you yet. Thank God that God got great things in store for you. Tell your neighbor, overcome, 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 overcome. Tell your other neighbor, overcome it. Yes, Lord. It's not about how you start. It's not a seed. I want to help somebody. Don't look at it as what you see. I know it looks rocky. I know it looks ugly. I know it looks negative. I know it just looks so ugly. It looks like, what's the point? Why bother? How can I come out of this hole? How can I get out of this ditch? But I dare somebody to wake up this morning and trust God. Don't you know God touched you with his hand of mercy and gave you life for another day? Don't you dare give up on God now. Don't you dare give up. It's not over yet. Overcome. Overcome. Overcome this bad start. Amen. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. If you go overcome a bad start, a couple of things I want to share with you. I'm going to let you go cool off. If you want to overcome a bad start, a couple of things you and I can do to overcome it. I believe this lesson teaches us some things. Here it is. You can learn some lessons from pain. Y'all, if some pain will teach you. I need somebody who knows what I'm talking about to live life. There's some stuff you can learn from pain. Y'all ready? Because Jabez's name means pain. And I believe today that we got some lessons we can learn even from pain. I dare you to take another 10 seconds and say the devil thought he meant it one way, but God meant it for my good. You thought you was getting rid of me, but God was setting me up. You thought you were tearing me down. You thought you fired me, but God closed the door. Because it's not about how I start. It's going to be how I finish. If you're interested in knowing how to overcome from a bad start, we've got to, number one, detach from painful portrayals. Detach from painful portrayals. Jabez, the Bible says, was more honorable than his brother. But here's the problem. Here's the tension in the text. But his mother named him Jabez, which means I bore you in sorrow. It hurt me to have you. And it's not that it hurt in terms of the labor, but mama was messed up when she had it.
Okay, here it is. Oh, Lord, here I am already.
You see, sometimes we can put on other folk what we've already been mad about. Be very careful, my friends, about bleeding on innocent people. And when I see my son, I see the daddy. And because I got a problem with the daddy, I got a problem with the child. But the child didn't do anything but be born. But you can't get the daddy back, so I'll mess with the child, and I'll even name from my pain. Here it is. In this genealogy, if you look at First Chronicles in this genealogy, you notice that most of the families named the father. But in Jabez's biography, we see no mention of the father. Now, you and I both know there was not but two people born without a father. There was Adam and Jesus. And Jesus himself still was conceived by the Spirit of God. So Jabez had to have a father, but he's not mentioned. Come on, I'm talking to some single mama right now. I'm talking to some single parent who's still struggling with your children because you got problems with the dad. The father is not mentioned. And watch this. The mother of Jabez is in pain. She is suffering and she is in sorrow. And now she has to give birth to something while in the pain. Oh, be very careful in this season of your life. Be very careful in this season of your life, my friend, because God wants to bless you. God has put something in your life. God has put something in your belly. God has put something in your spirit. But if you're too bitter, you're going to call blessed something bitter. You're going to call something that God has blessed something bitter. And you'll get mad about it, and you'll mishandle it, and you'll disregard it, and you'll be ugly to it, not because of what God blessed you with, but because of what you're dealing with right now. And I'm talking to people right now who God wants to bless your socks off. God wants to give you everything you ask for. God wants to renew you. God wants to restore you. God wants to empower you. But you're too mad at them. You're too mad at that. You're too disappointed. You're too depressed. You're too down about something 5 years ago. You're still in your feelings about something 30 years ago. And God said, what about now? Watch this. believe, it's believe, it's believe, it's believe that the Bible says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Not that his brothers ain't good guys, but they're just not as honorable as Jabez. Jabez stands out. Jabez has integrity while being called and treated like he's pain. In other words, if your mama is calling you pain and sorrow, she's probably treating you like pain and sorrow. And I want to talk to somebody. I come for business. I come to deliver somebody who's had negative labels placed on you. You don't even know how good you are because everybody in your life has talked down to you. They told you you're stupid. They told you you're dumb. They told you just like your ignorant daddy. You're just like your no good mama. You'll never be anything without me. I come against that assignment in the name of Jesus, because the truth of it is, it doesn't matter what they call you. It matters what you answer to. Here it is. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? You got to learn, my friends, how to live and not be liked. Y'all, that ain't easy. That ain't easy. That's why I say we got to overcome this, because in us is the need to want to be liked, especially when you didn't do anything to them, especially when you're not even bothered. Do you ever have people who can't stand you and don't know nothing about you? You know why they can't stand you? It's because they heard pain. They heard sorrow talking about you, and they just start partnering with sorrow and pain, and they all got problems with you and don't know nothing about you. Can I bless somebody? Now watch this now. Jabez still lived honorable and had every reason to succumb to what he's been treated. Y'all missing it? He had every excuse to not live worth anything. But because Jabez realizes that what they call me is not my character. So you can call me all kind of names. If I ain't living with like that, it don't matter what you say about me. I'm learning how to live beyond. Watch this. I'm learning how to live above what people try to label you as and what people try to put on you. Because, you know, the truth of it is, people will put on you what they've been putting in themselves. See, when I'm a crook, all I see is crooked people. When I'm a liar, all I see is lying folk. When I ain't no good, I don't think nobody else no good. If I'm a hater, I think you hating on me. Now, this point I'm going to give you for free. Anybody watch football? Y'all ready for this? I want to bless your socks off. The defense only tackle the one with the ball. Y'all missed the amen moment right there. I'm going to try that one more time. Why bother tackling somebody who ain't got the ball? In order to get victory, you got to try to tackle the joker with the ball. Because if that joker keep on running, he going to score. And the enemy is coming against you, even in your family, even in your church, even in your community, so you won't score. But I dare some brother or sister today who take the tenacity to hold your chest out, stick your chin up. I'm going to keep on running for the Lord. I'm going to win. Just cause mama was that don't mean I have to be there. Just because daddy was that don't mean I have to be there. And one of our problems is that we bring people down because of our personal pain. There's a lot of Jabez mothers around us. You're talking about vision. Well, you're talking about going far in God. Well, you better use some sense. They're talking about walking by faith, and they tell you, well, I know you mean well. Watch this. I want to help somebody. Just because you didn't do it don't mean I can't do it.
But if you'll let me go, maybe I can bring some of y'all with me. Because if I'm blessed, my family's blessed. But sometimes the worst problem is the people closest to you who won't let you be what God wants you to be. Jabez was more honorable. I've got to learn how to take people who I love hating me. I've got to learn how to deal with folk being ugly to me and I'm nice to them. I've got to learn how to keep being a blessing to people who are trying to curse me. I've got to learn how to keep walking with people who are trying to block me and take me out. But if I keep my eyes focused on the Lord, I know God's going to bring me through. I know God's going to bring me over. I'm about to get in a world of trouble. Because just because you brought me in the world don't mean you own me. You don't control me. And the problem with progress today is that people don't want you to move forward because they think they're responsible for you. And they can't handle you going somewhere they have not authenticated. And you're not supposed to be as blessed as you are. You ain't supposed to be as anointed as you are. You're not supposed to be as gifted as you are. Because they thought they're responsible to give you everything you got. Where you learning this shouting from? Where you learning this sacrifice from? Where you learning this faith from? Where you learning this anointing from? I ain't give you that. And if Jabez will never be what God called him if he lives with those painful portrayals. Mama naming me off her pain. People judging you by their experiences. Telling you behind their hurt. Telling you not to marry nobody because they couldn't keep him. Telling you not to be faithful because they got hurt. Telling you not to be a good husband. Have something on the side and put some money back. Teaching you stuff off their hurt. Not teaching you what God said. Teaching you what their hurt told you. More honorable. Here's the problem. You can't help two things. You can't help how people see you. Here's my shout. You can't help how God sees you. This is written and put here because Jabez is just being Jabez and living it. We don't know what his job is. We don't know if he got a position in church. We don't know how much money he got. We don't know anything about his business other than concerning the people who've been hurting him. He don't hurt them back. The people trying to destroy him, he don't try to destroy them. And when it's something about, here's somebody's testimony today. I want to bless somebody. Doing right will stand out more than doing what everybody else knows. Let's work. Let's make a decision together that we'll stop working trying to make everybody else happy with us. Because you can't please people. Because ain't no telling what side of the bed they woke up this morning. You know, today you love me, tomorrow. Y'all don't deal with people like that. I'm just going to talk about me. Y'all don't deal with folk who one day, hey, then 2 hours later. If you base your life off that, you're going to be crazy as a roller. So if we're going to overcome a rough start, we've got to detach, cut off, live above painful portrayals. It hurts what you hear. It hurts how they treat you. Yes, it hurts. But God's word to you is live above it. Be the change you want to see. You don't have to be what they treat you as. Is that helping anybody? And the enemy wants us to be like him because he knows he can't be like us. Did y'all hear God right then? He wants you to be like him because he knows he can't be like us. As long as he can have you off your game and distracted from your purpose and mad about feelings and emotions, you'll never be what God wants you to be. You know what else I love about Jabez? That the Bible says he's more honorable than his brothers. First thing, he ain't trying to be. It's one thing to try to be better than somebody and just actually are better. See, when you're trying to be better than somebody, you're comparing. But if I'm just trying to be the best me I can be, I ain't responsible for how I end up. Let me leave that alone. Because I want to stay there so long. If you go overcome a rough start, detached from painful portrayals, then secondly, dedicate to personal prayer. Dedicate yourself to personal prayer. Look what Jabez does. In the midst of how he's treated, while being mistreated, you know what this joker does? He talks to God. While everybody in his life is turning on him, he turns to God. Y'all miss something. Because, see, if they're turning on me and I turn from them to God, they can't get to me. Y'all missed you. I'm going to try one more time. If people turn on you, I don't keep dealing with that. I just turn from them and I turn to God. And Jabez does something most of us don't do. He prays. Y'all looking for a real intelligent point? I ain't got that. All I got is the Bible. The Bible says, look at the text. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. He cried out and called on the Lord of Israel. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? He does not say, Lord, tell them stop hurting me. He say, Lord, this thing is between me and you. And what got me in trouble with them is how me and you are. See, this is something I need you to understand. Personal attacks against you in the spiritual world is really not about you. It's about the enemy and God, and we're just in the middle of it. I know it doesn't feel good to tell you this. It's not going to feel good to hear this. But when you're under attack, take a moment and praise the Lord. Because if you were not being attacked, you might want to check whose side you're on. Jabez says, he cries out and calls on the God of Israel. And look at this four-part prayer. Lord, would you bless me indeed? That's placement. Lord, bless me. Lord, God, I need you and I'm asking you to bless me. I'm living for you. You love me. I've got a relationship with you. And I'm saying, Lord, bless me. Nobody likes me. My family can't stand me. I got bills that are due. I got issues in my life. But I'm asking you now, Lord, bless me. Because if you bless me, I know I'm going to be all right. So I need you to bless me. I need you to smile on me. I need you to favor me. I need you to look at me. I need you to hold me. I wish I had some, I thought I had some people in the house who's living through some stuff right now. You really don't want no money. You really don't want no stuff right now. You just want the Lord to bless you. Lord, bless me. vision. Wait a minute. Lord, I'm in something that I don't need to be in. I'm in hurtful relationships. I'm in a difficult situation. And the best way for me to get out is if you enlarge my territory. Because if I try to run, I can't get the blessing. You got me here, but I ask you, God, if it be your will, to enlarge. Can I help somebody? Somebody's God's word to you is, you're thinking too small. You won't ask God for big stuff anymore because you don't think you deserve it. But you got a big God, and nothing is too hard for God, but you're too afraid to ask God. It's nothing wrong with trying to ask God to do it. Lord, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Didn't I tell y'all a while ago that Jabez was honorable? Didn't I tell you he was a man of integrity? Didn't I tell you he loved the Lord? And didn't I tell y'all he prayed? Why would he limit God? Why would he have a lid on God? Lord, they seem to not want to get away from me. So I ask you to create an avenue for me to handle that and get away from them. Now watch. Jabez doesn't run and then pray. He prays and then ready to receive what God has for him. I wish somebody understood the benefit of personal prayer. That I don't need mama praying for me because mama might be bitter right now. I can't ask my brother to pray for me because they mad at me right now. But I've got a way I can get to God by myself and say, Lord, bless me and enlarge my coat. Enlarge my coast. Bless me indeed. That's placement. Enlarge my coast. That's provision. Then look what he said. That thy hand may be with me. That's protection. That's presence. Lord, if you enlarge my coast, I ask that you be with me. Because you've been with me in small places. I got no sister. Won't you with me in big places? I'm not going to get to one like these other people who act like they done made it and then I don't need the Lord no more. Because the more you get, the more you're going to need help managing. I thought I was talking to real people today who have been living in a box, who people have been living and not asking God. God has put something in you. God has put desire in you. God has put a ministry in you. God has put business in you. But you won't ask God because you got all these small-minded people who got million-dollar dreams with a $100 mindset. And today I gotta do some dirty work here because I gotta help deliver us from thinking small. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. They are the world that they dwell and we're in. It belongs to God. I might get in trouble here. This ain't the bank stuff. It's the Lord's stuff. It's not the FDIC stuff. It's the Lord's stuff. This ain't Congress stuff. It's the Lord's stuff. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. If heaven said I can have it, why we ain't living with it? Now, if I'm going to get in trouble, here's the moment to get in trouble. If I got to do it, this is probably why. This probably is going to happen, honey, right here. Jabez, it has integrity and is honorable. So there's no shame when you approach God. Is some of your issue in your prayer because you know there's some crook in you? And you're too guilty to even trust God? See, you cheat people, so it's hard to ask for something new. It's hard for you to ask God to increase and you trying to tear down somebody else. You're not going to ask God to increase you and you've been decreasing your brother. You're not going to ask God for more life. You're trying to kill her with your mouth. That's why we don't pray right, because you're too ashamed to pray right, because the same God that hear you pray is the same God that heard you. That's why you got to be in the right posture. That's why God, the word says, examine yourself. And then if you can't do it, ask the Holy Ghost, search me, Lord. And then when the Lord show you yourself, deal with yourself. That's why most of our prayers don't get off the ground, because we want God to change, but we don't want to change. Cause. See, why would God enlarge my territory to act a bigger fool? I'm telling the truth, Ben, y'all. I don't care. I'm telling y'all the truth. Why would God give you more, enlarge your coast, and you acting a fool in the village? You can't handle a one-bedroom. Why you want a mansion? You don't take care of the little car that is jalopy. Why would God give you a Lamborghini? You don't love your own wife. Why would he give you two? Y'all miss me. You want to be a bishop, but you don't take care of your own church. You want God to advance you. You want God to give you more ministry, but you ain't talk to the people next to you. You want to be on TV, but you don't even talk in person. Y'all miss something. Y'all miss something in this prayer, y'all. Jabez does not say, Lord, enlarge me. Ooh, Jesus. He said, enlarge my coast. Don't make me bigger. Just make where I work bigger. I don't want to be bigger than you, God. I want you to be big in me. And too many of us asking God to help us be big fish in a small pond. You want to be big, but you don't want your coast to be big. Because you want to show them people who hurt you. I want to show them. I want to show them something. So God bless me, make me big, so I can show the ones who've been calling me names how big I am. They hurt me, so I want you to lift me up, make me big, so they'll see who they hurt. Make me big. Jabez says, no, make my territory bigger. That when those hurtful moments happen, I got space to move around. Y'all missing? Let me leave y'all alone. Detach from painful betrayals. Dedicate yourself to personal prayer. Lord have mercy. I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to say this to you because I'm going to say this cautiously. Be careful even when you go to church asking people to pray. Because first of all, you got to pray they're in the right mind. Because sometimes we specialize in killing the dream. See, that's why you need your personal prayer life, so that God will give you discernment. Don't you tell them that. Today ain't the day to open your mouth about that. Because they've been watching you. And they see more in you than you see in yourself. And if you ask them to pray for you, P-R-A-Y, they're going to mess around and P-R-E-Y, pray on you. Look, I love the church, y'all. I love the church. I'm going to stay at church to the day I die. I love the church. I love the church of the living God. God blessed it. God saved it. God redeemed it. God keep it. But there's some jokers in church. You go to women's meeting talking about what God has sold and gave you. Sisters, I ask y'all to pray for me on this. And next thing you know, she want to be what? Devil, get to work. Bring her nothing but negativity. Bring her nothing but garbage. Take the air out of her balloon. Take the wind out of her sail. give her nothing but distract her, get her caught up in stuff that don't matter, talk about her kids, talk about her job, insult her character, keep her away from that dream, because she ever feel like what God wanted her to be, I don't want her to be that, because it's going to expose me for who I really am. So when you have a personal prayer life, God gives you discernment, and then you're able to ask others to pray with you. But don't you just assume. Can I prove it to you? Jabez should have been able to get some prayer help at home. But the Bible says home don't like it. So if Jabez don't have his own personal prayer life, he in trouble. Lord, listen. Let's place me. Enlarge my coast. Provision. That thy hand may be with me. That's your presence. And that you would keep me from all evil. That it may not grieve me. That's protection. Four-part prayer. Now notice, Jabez understands where he come from. So he knows that he can't keep evil from him. Because he was born in evil. Y'all don't want to read about it. His mama is messed up when she had it. So he comes from evil. So his prayer is, Lord, I understand that evil people and evil gonna be around me. But my prayer is that you keep me from evil. Lord, I pray that I don't become what this is. One of the tragedies I've seen in some of you as a pastor is that when you come into the faith, when you come into the family of God, you have so much zeal, you have so much passion, and you have a smile, but the evil come on. Evil folk get around you, and they treat you a certain way, and act a certain way, and their whole goal is to see how you looking in church right now. God ain't done your own, but the evil got you. Because you prayed that evil will stay from you. But the prayer is not that evil will stay from you. The prayer is keep me from the evil. Don't let me become what they're doing to me. Because watch this. These people didn't save you. These people didn't die for your sins. So don't get mad at God about evil people. And I'm talking to people today who don't have any enthusiasm, you don't have any excitement, you don't have any joy, not because of God, but because of the evil. Because you want to be protected from all evil. That's not going to be, because he says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord will deliver you out of them all, from them all. Watch this. He does not say, I'll deliver you from them all. I'll deliver you out. And being a Christian is not always not having evil around you. It's just not making sure you're not one of them evil people. And so you need to be kept. That's why Jabez asked for protection to overcome this rough start. Because every now and then I got to go to a family reunion. I may have to go check on Grandma. I may have to go check on Papa. I have to text my sister. Send a text to my brother. And I know him. So I'm going to check on him because I know I need to. But Lord, my prayer is that you protect me while I deal with them so that I don't become how they are. And I pray, God, that you will deliver them from that evil in them, that it not get on them and not be in them like it is on the rest of the family. I pray, God, just like you saved me, that you saved somebody else in the family, that we can be delivered from this evil spirit that's trying to destroy our family. This is not license for you not to deal with your folks. This is not like you ain't too blessed, you still a ham. Yes, Lord. I don't care how much preaching I do, how much teaching I do, how much anointing I have. I'm still a ham. Lord, help me today. And I don't care how anointed you are, I don't care how blessed you are, you're still one of your family. They had a hand in you being here, but your shout is, it doesn't own you. You're under a new daddy. You're under a new family, and you're not bound to the same spirits that used to have your family bound. But this is not life. This is going to talk about, I'm in church. I don't need to talk to you. I know y'all. And you're going to lie on me. Pastor told me I ain't got to talk to y'all no more because y'all evil. That is not what I told you. I know my church. Pastor told me I ain't got to talk to you no more. I ain't told you that. I said, your prayers, Lord, protect me that I don't become evil. See, part of evil is not trying to scare you. Part of evil is trying to get you to join. Are y'all hearing God today? My grandma was testifying today. I'm starting to feel, now when I get through preaching, I'm about to interview her later and see what she means about, you know, because she ain't started amen until I talk about family. And you'll know fruit by the tree. Anyway. Personal prayer. Dedicate yourself to prayer. The way it starts is not the way it has to end. You can come out of and above anything in your life. You can come out of mealtime and be a blessing. I heard some mealtime folk. Now, technically, some of y'all were not Milltown, you're South Winfield. You can come from what people call, you can come from public housing and still be a blessing. You can come from a single parent home and still be amazing. You can come from a single parent home and still you can have a family unit. You can. It's about a made-up mind and a dedication to prayer. Guess what? I don't care what jail they build and think they're finna put me in it. If I live by the Lord and live by the law, I'll never have to go into any prison because I don't have to go there just because you reserved it for me. And I know the studies tell us that. I know statistics say that, and I know society. Society has designed this world for us in such a way that we feel like we have no other choice but to live a certain way. That's a setup from the enemy. Because if God can take a baby born in a manger and make him savior of the world, he can take you and I from difficult situations and make a blessing out of us for the world. We don't have to live down to other people's expectations. I don't care if he got dreads, bless him. I don't care if she got a short skirt, bless her. I heard Mr. Foster say this morning in Sunday school, God looks at the heart. People look on the outside. Bad start. Detach from painful betrayals. Dedicate to personal prayer. And then lastly, delight. Delight in permitted progress. Jabez prays. He prays that God would do what? Place him. That God would provide. That God would give him his presence. And that God would protect him. And y'all, about three of y'all know this. God answers prayer. Okay, I told you I had only three people. I know I only had three people. I was only three people who can testify to that. That God, your sovereign God, answers prayer. I'm going to try it one more time because I'm in a good mood today. God answers prayer. prayer. If you just trust him and never doubt, he'll surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. God, won't he do it? Won't he make a way? Won't he open doors? Won't he dry your tears? Won't he heal your body? Won't he take care of your family? Won't he give you a new day? Won't he do it? I told you earlier that Jabez was in the line of Judah. I said Jabez, who came from a broken home, a negative mother, hating brothers, no daddy, but Jabez prayed and overcame from a rough start in the tribe of Judah. Does that sound like somebody else that you know who came from a mother that we don't know a situation? No earthly father had brothers who were hating on him, and he had a rough start, and they thought they got him when they hung him on a cross, and he died on a cross. But the story didn't end there. He didn't finish like he started, because early, 3 days later, he got up with all power in his hands, and now he sits at the right hand of God interceding for you and I. Do you know him? Do you know him? Lion of the tribe of Judah, lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Help me tell his name. Jesus, my everything. Jesus, my healer. Jesus, my waymaker. Jesus, my door opener. Jesus, my provider. Jesus, my best friend. Jesus. And if that same power is in you today, take about 10 seconds and thank the Lord. And watch this. I dare you by faith to stand to your feet and by faith just step over it. I dare somebody, just step over it. By faith, I'm stepping over judgment, stepping over condemnation, stepping over misery, stepping over sickness, stepping over defeat, stepping over death. I'm pressing on. Get better. It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better.